Hey, this is Jeff Floyd, pastor of C3 Church Bathurst, and this is our podcast. Thank you for joining us today. C3 Bathurst brings life to people by helping them to be revived, restored, and released through getting to know Jesus and his people. We hope that this message will bring you life today.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning if you are watching online. It's a privilege to have you here listening to me as well. So we're continuing in the A Fresh Start series, which you are in at the moment. And my message today is a great follow-on from Pastor Jeff's message last week, where he talked about changing the impossible me. Who's found that? There, it's impossible. Yes, it's not easy. What a great message, Jeff. It really touched me. If you haven't listened to that message, it's all about seeing inner change, or if you weren't here, then go and have a listen because it's going to help you. It really will. It's not easy to change. You just can't wish it, or you can't work hard to get it to happen. Has anyone found that? Yeah. We need God's power, and we need his help to see change happen in our lives. So as a follow-on from that message today about inner change, I want to ask you this morning, what if your fresh start, what if the fresh start you need, and it's similar to what Pastor Jeff was saying when he stood up here and said that beautiful scripture out of Isaiah, what if the fresh start you need today is the ability or the strength or the confidence to get up and keep going, to arise and shine because your light has come? What if it's that you need strength today? What if you need perseverance today to not walk away from the purpose God has for you? 1 Corinthians 9:26 says, "So I run with purpose in every step." So I run with purpose in every step. You know, that is a great intention in life, to run with purpose in every step. It is to live life on purpose. That's what we're here to do. It's a great goal, but I don't always run with purpose in every step. Is there anyone else here that's like that? I don't always do that. Some days I want to stay in bed. I went for a run this week and it was -6 outside, and I've got to tell you, running, I did not want to get up and run in -6 in Canberra. Or maybe I want to run with purpose away from my purpose. So, do you need a fresh start so you can keep running in the purposes of God for your life? So when COVID hit, we all stopped. We had to. We had no choice. And I think there were a lot of good things about us being forced to stop. The introverts said, "Hallelujah," and that's me. And after a few weeks, the extroverts started bouncing off the walls. That's my husband. But in the stopping, we started to reevaluate. I don't know if you did, but I know we did. And we started to reassess things, and we started to look at some of the practices and the habits and the ways of that we were doing things, which is good. It's a good thing to do. But for some people, the weariness and the effect of all of the toiling and endless spinning around and around and around, because some people, that's how they live, caught up. And when you stopped, you thought, "Oh my gosh, I am weary." If that's you today, I've come to talk to you, to encourage you, because the Spirit of God is here today, and he's here to renew your strength so that you can arise and shine. He's here to give you the fresh start that you need so that you have the strength to complete what you've been given to complete in this season of life. The title of my message today is A Second Wind. And a second wind is a term that runners use, and one of its meanings is this: a new strength or energy to continue something that is an effort. A new strength or energy to continue something that is an effort. Do you need a new strength or energy to continue? If that's you, I want to encourage you today that you are too close. You know, when we're feeling the most tired, it's usually because we're the closest to the breakthrough. We're the closest to seeing the shift come. You are too close to let fatigue or discouragement or disappointment stop you from finishing your race. I want to encourage you to not let momentary suffering, because it doesn't feel momentary, but it is, to let weariness steal from you the eternal glory, the Bible says, that it accomplishes in us when we keep going. 2 Corinthians 4 says this: for momentary light affliction is producing an internal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. What a scripture. Some weariness is caused by being tired. We're physically tired, and physical tiredness can be helped by getting more sleep, by having a break, by changing our schedule, by saying yes to the right things and no to the wrong things, just having a holiday. I remember when 2007, we had long service leave, and I came back from long service leave and walked into our church and changed everything. It was a good change because I had fresh eyes, because I wasn't physically weary or tired anymore, and I could see things in a new way. So rest is really important in that sense. But for some, sometimes the weariness is more than just being physically tired. It's a spiritual weariness or an emotional weariness that comes to us because of a trial. Anyone ever been through anything difficult? A trial. And you know what? Sometimes it's something else. It's a spiritual assignment from the enemy. And when we're dealing with a trial or a spiritual assignment from the enemy, simply getting enough sleep or changing our schedule might help, but there's more to it than that. Because a spiritual assignment from the enemy or a trial, it can be designed purely and simply to take us out of our race, to stop us from completing our purpose, to cause us to walk away from what God has for us, to retreat. And the reason I'm talking about that is because during this time of COVID, we have seen a number of people, amazing, called, gifted people, retreat and walk away and give up and give in. And we've just watched it and gone, what on earth are you doing? Two different couples who are called by God have just walked away. During this time, I think we need to make sure we have our heads in the right place and not let anxiety and all sorts of other things make decisions for us, but the Word of God and the purpose of God make decisions for us. True? So in 2019, I'm not sure what sort of a year it was for you, but for me it was horrible. For us it was a year that I would prefer to never remember. I don't know if you've had a year like that, but in 2019 I lived under a cloud for a lot of it. I was still functioning, I was still living, obviously, I'm here, I was still ministering, I was still preaching, I was still leading the church, but there was this battle going on just all the time. It was a fight, it was a cloud, and there was a dread that came and went. It would come, it would go. It would come, it would go. And at the end of the year, it all came to a head, and at least then we knew what we were fighting. Still are in some ways. And when you go through a trial or have an assignment come at you for an extended period of time, at the end there can be things you have to sort out. That's an understatement. Anger, loss. I don't know if anyone's ever experienced any of those. Disappointment. Why? Where to now? And we can go to all sorts of places internally just so that we can cope. And Elijah the prophet had this happen to him. He had seen some great victories come about. God had used this man in incredible ways. He had seen so much. He'd seen a child raised from the dead. He'd defeated 450 prophets of Baal. He'd seen a drought broken, but at the word of one evil woman, he ran for his life, the Bible says. In 1 Kings 19, it says this, Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. And Elijah fled to the desert and the wilderness, and it was dry and it was barren, and God looked after him there and God fed him. And Elijah was in such a bad place that he had pretty much given up and he didn't want to live anymore. I hope that you are not in that situation today. If you are, talk to someone. Absolutely. Elijah did not want to keep on going. Clearly, he didn't want to continue to run with purpose the race that was set before him. But one of the things I love about Elijah and I love about this story is that when he was in this place, he ran to God. He didn't run from God. He started running from God. God came and then he went, oh, okay, I'm running to God. He ran to the place where God was. He ran to the mountain of God, Mount Horeb, to where God was. And I think that sometimes when we are in a trial or a very hard situation, the last place that we want to go is to God, but it's the best place for us to go. It's the place that we need to go. I have seen so many people, when they're in a difficulty, just run away from God. And he's where your help is. He is where your answer comes from. I have a staff member, she's going to finish up with us at the end of this year. And for the first 2 years of working for me, she just kept this bouncing, running from God. And I kept saying to her, honey, come back, come back. And I tell you what, this year, sometimes it takes a while for things to change in your world. This year, she is a different person. We are sending her out a free, totally, oh, wow, I wish I could explain the changes in her life. But that's what God does to a person when they keep running to him. Keep running to God. Okay, so when Elijah got to Mount Horeb, he had an encounter with God. And God asked him what he was doing there, and I don't think it was, hey, Elijah, so great to see you. What are you doing here? I don't think it was that sort of thing, you know, like when someone comes to the door and you're surprised. Hey, great to see you. It was, Elijah, what are you doing here? What is going on inside you? And Elijah got all of his thoughts and feelings out, and most of them weren't even true. Most of them weren't even the reality of what had really happened, because Elijah had told himself stories and he was believing some things that, as I've already said, weren't true. And when you go through a trial or you have a spiritual assignment come against you, unless you are a superhuman at the end of it, you'll have some stories that you've told yourself. You'll have some coping mechanisms that you've established. You'll have some wrong things. I had all of this going on inside me that I needed to change, and so did Elijah. And until they are changed, we can't have the fresh start we so desperately need. But after Elijah had this encounter with God and he got everything out, God said this to Elijah. He said, go back the same way you came. And after last year, as I told you, tough year, I knew that I needed to get away and have a God encounter and get out my anger and my disappointment and get some direction, some sort of answer to the what now. You know that emoticon? Seen that one? I had that. What now, God? And like Elijah, I wondered if it was time to stop, to hang up my heels, because I love to wear heels. I had some stories that I told myself. I had loss. I had entitlement. That's a nice one. I had pride. And I wanted answers. Anyone ever thought that? God, I want answers. Anyone ever get to God? I want answers. Good luck with that. You have to understand that it wasn't that I don't love what I do, that I didn't believe I was called and created to do what I do. It wasn't that at all. It was just that in the battle and the fight, it just got really messy and broken. And I thought, well, maybe this is it. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm done. And maybe that's that you're there today and it's not that you don't love what you do and you don't feel called to be doing what you do. It just looks broken and messy and you're not sure what to do. And I want to clarify and make sure that you understand when I say called, I mean the thing that God has placed you on earth to do. For me, it's leading a church. For you, it's no doubt something different. It may be a business, maybe a job in the corporate world, or maybe it's something more personal for you today. It's your marriage or something with one of your children. One of the things God said to me when I was away in that time with him, spending time trying to sort stuff out, he said, go back the way you came. In other words, go back. The call hasn't changed. Your job isn't done. And I didn't want to hear it, actually, right at that point. I thought, really? Well, that's nice. Some of you here today have been wondering the same thing. I want to say to you, the call hasn't changed. It has not changed. Your job isn't done. Go back the way you came. I had a decision to make when I heard from God, and we all do when we hear from God. I had a decision to make. Would I surrender to God? Because part of me didn't want to pick it up again. Would I surrender to God? Would I follow him? And that is always the question that every Christian has, every disciple of Christ has. Will I surrender to God? Will I follow him? No matter what. Surrendering to God is not giving up, it's giving in. It's giving in to him and his plans and his ways and his agenda. Would I do that? Will you do that today? It turns out, yes, I would, and yes, I did. Your job isn't done. If you will believe that, today will be a repurposing for you, for the next level move that God has for you. Are there any runners in the room today? No? Okay. There you go. There's one. Do you guys do little athletics in New South Wales? Yes, so you know what I'm talking about. I didn't know if it was a Canberra thing or an Australia-wide thing. Could be a world thing, I don't know. Anyway, when I was 12 or 13, I wasn't a regular little athletics person, but my friend was, and I had a sleepover with my friend, and we went to little athletics on the Saturday morning. I didn't run very often. I went, did PE at school, that was it, and we did the 1,500 metres at little athletics. Can you feel my pain? Anyway, we all lined up and we were running, and I think I was coming fifth, and this amazing thing happened. I'd never had it happen to me before, but I was running and I was coming fifth, and something, it's actually called a second wind. You've heard of it, right? Something happens when you run. There is a place in the process where you feel like you're going to give out. But if you keep on running, you get a second wind. And all of a sudden, you go up a level and you feel like you could run forever. And it's an amazing feeling. And this happened to me. It never happened to me before and maybe never has since. That's not true, it has. And I was coming fifth and all of a sudden I overtook and I think I came second. And that was exciting. But the reason I'm telling you that story is that a second wind gives you a new strength or energy to continue in something that is an effort. And as I surrendered to God and let go of the things I had to let go of, I got a second wind. I got a new strength. I got a new energy to continue. And it really was like a fresh start. There was a shift and a change and a new day and a new beginning. Because the second wind doesn't just strengthen us to help us to get to the finish line so that we can complete our race, which is, of course, what we all want to do. A second wind does more than that. A second wind helps us to push through and change our limitations. It causes us to smash through the limitation that we have been living with for too long, maybe. And some of you, I think, may need a second wind today. The Spirit of the Lord is here to take you beyond your present limitation. You're going to run into your destiny and finish your race.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We'd love to get to know you better. Come and visit us at one of our Sunday services in Bathurst, rear of 217 Howard Street. Have a week filled with life.